I'm Anna David, and I interview actors, writers, musicians, and other creatives about addiction, recovery, and sharing their dark to find their light.
Well, I think that all my heroes were drug addicts.
This podcast features both the interviews and the stories. The interviews often share the dark. The stories often share the light.
Oh, yes. I had 8 butt cakes while watching 35 Forensic Files, but I did not drink.
Are you a light hustler? Keep listening to find out.
And I was like, really? Like, that's you? That's it? That's what I am? I'm just bad at being uncomfortable? So simple, and it also makes me feel like such a dick.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Light Hustler. It's a podcast that you got on iTunes or Stitcher or SoundCloud or somewhere else. And I'm so glad that you did. I'm your host, Anna David. Every week, I bring you a story from my live storytelling show, which happens here in Los Angeles, or an interview that I did over Facebook Live, usually with somebody in recovery. I'm in recovery over 18 freaking years. I know. Doesn't feel like it. I still think I'm 18. That's not possible because I did not get sober at zero. I'm also, in case you're new to this, haven't heard me yap about it before, I'm a New York Times bestselling author of 7 books. And I run Light Hustle Publishing, where we help industry leaders grow their business through books. Yes, we write and edit and design and produce books, and they become bestsellers. So if you're interested in that, definitely reach out to me. You can DM me on Instagram. That's kind of proven to be a good way. I'm at Anna B. David. You can hit me up on LinkedIn, Facebook. That's less effective than the other ones. Anyway, if you are interested in sharing your story through a book, and you want to grow your business and get new clients and become somebody, a more credible person than you are already out there in the business sphere, you best reach out. So enough about that. I am going to play you this hilarious story from the show by the most talented lady, Melanie Vesey. Here you go.
You guys ready for your next comic? Your next speaker, she's awesome. She was in Man on the Moon with Jim Carrey, performs all over major comedy clubs and festivals, and her comedy special album, #WildAnimal, will be available in November. Ladies and gentlemen, start clapping right now. Get that energy up for Melanie Vesey.
Well, it's the most wonderful time. It's the happiest time. How's it going, alcoholics? Hi. Hi. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. They say that alcoholism is a threefold disease. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year. How's it going? How's it going so far? You guys doing okay? Is everyone counting days? Is this everyone's first sober holiday? A lot of you, yeah? Oh my God, it's gonna be awful. You guys, here's some tips from me. This will be my 25th sober Christmas. Thank you. Yes, once you have 25 of these, you can wear vintage fur on stage. That's the free pass that you get. So here's my tips to you to make it through the holidays. If you're someplace, I didn't know this, someone had to tell me this. If you're someplace and you don't want to be there, you can leave. That was news to me when I heard that the first time. I was like, what? How does one do that? Like, I didn't know you could go, right? Here's another tip too, praying in bathrooms. You just take a little toilet seat cover, you put it down on the ground, little knee action, it's gonna fucking work like a charm. Here's the other one, you don't have to go. I'm serious, you get like a 6-month carte blanche on like fuck everything, you know what I mean? Find some friends, go out and dance, have a fucking good time. I swear to God, you're gonna make it, don't fuck it up, okay? Okay, I know everyone's like worried now, don't worry. It's going to be fucking great. I'm wearing this coat because I sat in guacamole in my car. Guys, it's been a fucking shit day. I'm telling you right now, we're sliding right into the holidays, and God's just laughing at me. That's just, hey, Mel, you need to be humbled? Here's some guacamole in your car that you sat on. Okay, I'm glad I gave you your grandmother's coat to wear. You know, this is my grandmother's. Look at that. Mary Agnes Caesar, those are her initials. May she rest in peace. Essentially, like, she was like the lost character of the Goodfellas, you know what I mean? So, I'm glad everybody's seen Goodfellas. You guys are gonna get this. I actually told my Goodfellas story last time. I'm gonna actually tell a true story about what happened recently to me. This is where you get with a lot of recovery, which is that you get to experience things for real, like while they're happening, and you get to fucking experience them with no help, okay? Yeah, that's what's gonna be coming up after I talk a little bit. So. Stressful times, you guys. Can you feel it? Right? Stressful times. Stressful times. I've been dealing with my stress lately by watching a lot of TV. I've been watching Hoarders. Anybody else? Everybody's seen an episode of Hoarders, right? Yes, right? Oh my God, we've even been on Hoarders, right? Is that... You guys are like, we're in recovery. Been watching a lot of Hoarders, and... and here's the thing, I had a little epiphany while I was watching the show, which is this, which is I noticed that every single hoarder on the TV show Hoarders is a, I don't want to offend anybody, but they're, it's all white ladies, you guys. They're all, it's all white women. And I think this might be the reason why 53% of white women voted for Trump. Because they don't know how to take out the fucking trash! They don't know how to fucking do it, you guys. And here's the thing, I get it. I really do understand why you would want to be swaddled in trash. I really, really fucking get it. You know what I mean? Because trash knows when to shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Trash won't leave you. I get it, you know? It's not a good look to be a white lady in 2018, I'm telling you right now. The only thing that helps me a little bit is that I'm gay. Here's the thing, not everybody clocks me for gay. I'm kind of like a secret shopper, you know? Like I can move amongst the straights and the breeders, you know what I mean? And then I can report back to headquarters and tell them that no one's giving straight women orgasms. Which is why I think 53% of white women voted for Trump. Because I think they were hoping someone might grab them in the pussy. Do you know what I mean? Like they were like, get out there and vote. Vote early, vote often. You know, they were excited about it. Here's the thing, it's not just the older white women that are ruining it for the rest of us, it's some of the younger ones too. I don't know if you have that friend that's like, I'm a witch, you guys. I'm a witch. Oh my God, Melanie, did you get my Facebook invite to the full moon solstice party? Are you coming? Can you wear your t-shirt with like the wolf howling at the moon on it? I'm a witch. Oh my God. You are not a witch. you're a basic bitch in a shawl, okay, Brittany? You're not a fucking witch. You're not a witch. You're a receptionist at a WeWork, all right? You're not a fucking witch. You're not a witch. You're wearing $200 leggings, okay? You're not a fucking witch. You're not a pagan, Megan. You're not a fucking witch. Witches did shit, okay? They fucking made medicine, okay? They controlled weather, all right? They began and ended lives based on the truths that they told. They didn't order Postmates to a tent at Coachella. Do you know what I mean? That's not what a fucking witch makes. It's not what a fucking witch makes. Super frustrating. Oh my God, so frustrating. I'm frustrated by pretty much everything these days. And that's mostly because things are going fucking awesome for me, you guys. But I live in LA, so no one's fucking happy for me. Everyone's like, fuck that bitch. No, things are going fucking great. But here's the thing. I'm having a really hard time actually enjoying it because leave it to me to figure out life, like, right as the world is ending. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be signing, like, the contract for my Netflix special, and the pen's going to come up off the paper, and outside it's just going to be like, mushroom cloud, you know? Like, I'm going to be running for cover with a fucking network exec, and they're totally going to be like, we really had such big plans for you. Ah! You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be under a desk with, like, P.T. Anderson and Bill Murray, and they're going to be telling me that I am the perfect woman over the age of 35 who cannot get below 150 pounds to star in their movie. I'm just, mwah, perfection. And my face will be the last thing they ever fucking see. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get up to heaven and God's totally going to be like, Mel, I don't know what you're so fucking worried about. Did I not promise you a life beyond your wildest dreams? Just didn't say when. So get back down there. I got you an audition for Hoarders. that's like my new chunk about life and things and how I feel these days. But then here's a little story after that story, which is that I just recently was asked to perform at the Palm Springs Comedy Festival, and I went down there. But while I was down there, this guy was like, hey, I want you to come perform on my show. And I'm, you know, I'm a stage whore, so I'm like, of course, where is it? And he goes, well, it's at this place. But it's clothing optional. And I was like, what does that mean? He's like, well, you can or cannot wear clothes, but the audience will be naked, you know? And I was like, okay. And I was like, hard pass, no, not interested, right? But then I told my other friends, because I was like, do you guys want to do the show? And they were like, I want to do the show. And then I was like, Mom, well, I want to do the show. Like, I was like, you know, my fucking drug addict FOMO is just like, like, you're going to miss out. You know what I mean? So I was like, you want to know what? I want to do the show just because I want to get a story out of it. Well, this is what fucking happened. So I'm doing the show. I'm fully clothed, right? And you know how they're totally like, hey, just picture the audience naked. I did not have to do any picturing. They were all completely fucking naked and drunk. They were actually a really great fucking audience. They were into it. There was like five other comics before me. Everybody's crushing, laughing, crushing everything. Pussies, dicks, boobs, boobs. Just everybody's swinging. You know what I mean? Like, just Hollywood swinging in there. I'm getting offered booze every 5 minutes. And I'm just like, no, no, I'm good. No, no, really, I'm fine. So I get up there and I start telling my bit and I start going, and then I go 53% of white women, and I go voted for Trump, and this white woman in the front row goes, oh no, you didn't. Boy, did you fuck up. You guys, naked Trump voters. They were naked fucking Trump voters. I was like, how could I have known that that's what was gonna fucking happen? Like, I just thought someone's dick was gonna get stuck in the mashed potatoes, you know what I mean? And then I was like, oh my God, it was just the first time in my life I ever actually wanted to see red baseball caps, right? Because then I would know who they were. And then I was like, oh my God, you guys, I'm so sorry, I didn't know. Because you guys are out of your regalia. And then, which I was actually pretty fucking proud of. So I'm just here to tell you guys, you can get through it. I can get through naked Trump supporters. I swear to God, you guys can get through the holidays. Don't fuck it up. I'm going to bring up the next comic, but I have to read her intro. You guys are awesome. I can't see shit anymore, so here we go.